Cheers and music as Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis left her jail cell yesterday. The same federal judge who jailed Davis ordered her release, saying that marriage licenses were being processed in Rowan County for gay couples, and therefore there was no need for her continued incarceration. Does Davis keep her job, though?
She'll do her job good. She'll serve the people as they want her to serve, and she was elected. And she'll also be loyal to God, and she's not going to violate her conscience.
That's Matt Staver, Kim Davis's attorney, whose firm, Liberty Counsel, is a nonprofit law firm giving Davis free legal assistance in this case. But aside from the activists and the opportunists on both sides, is there anything about Rowan County that makes it a predictable battleground for this issue? Joining us is Dante Chinney, director of the American Communities Project at American University. What is it about Rowan, Dante?
Well, Rowan is one of these special cases where it is a certain kind of county. It's a college town county in the middle of a bunch of counties that aren't anything like that. Rowan, the center of Rowan is Morehead State University. The city of Morehead is actually the county seat for Rowan. And it's just dramatically different than the counties around it. It's, you know, in a state where the average number of people with a bachelor's degree than the state average is about 21.5. Rowan is higher than that. It's 23.8% of the population there has a college degree. And those counties right around Rowan, this is really important, the average there is 13%. So this is just it's a place that really stands out. It's younger, it's better educated than the places around it, and it is really the ideal environment for something like the fight that we have going on there right now.
Because conservatives like Kim Davis want to get attention or believe that this is the community's values that she's representing, I don't quite get it.
Right. I do think it's the latter. What you have in a place like Rowan County is a population, a small, educated population, where gay marriage is going to be much more accepted and where people are going to, if they are gay or lesbian, are going to feel much more comfortable saying, you know, we should get married because the people around us support us. And the larger community around that is going to frown upon that.
So it's the diversity in the community that actually provokes the elected countywide official whose constituents probably do believe as she does, even though a lot of her constituents probably also don't agree with her, but had no idea who they were electing.
That's absolutely right. And remember, this is a college town. So what does that mean? College students really like to vote when it's a presidential race. They don't like to vote so much in other races. And you're right. I think it's exactly right. I think a lot of them had no idea who the county clerk was, probably didn't even cast a vote in that race. It's a very different electorate depending if you're in a presidential year or a congressional election, or certainly one of these other years where they just, students just don't come out and vote in those places. You get a very different electorate.
Is there something about Rowan County that replicates around the country? Are there a lot of communities like this?
Yeah, we were kind of talking about this yesterday. The two things you have to have one of these standoffs is you have to have a community where you're going to have people that want to get married and the large area around it that opposes it. There are places like this around the South where I thought we might see some of it. You get down to some places in Georgia. You get down to like Pickens County in South Carolina is an area like this. Yet we haven't seen another one yet. And a lot of people are saying, why haven't we seen more? The interesting thing about Ms. Davis is she's the only one we've seen so far.
Kim Davis claims that she's a person acting on her conscience and convictions. Is that the seed for a movement or a definition of her particular eccentricities?
There is a strong segment of Americans out there who, even though the country has moved on, legally it's moved on, the public opinion polls have moved on, but there is a segment of America that has not moved on this issue and still, you know, and these are the people who will turn out at rallies and want their voice heard as well.
Dante Chinney is director of the American Communities Project at American University. Thanks so much, Dante.
Thank you for having me.